Now, I said in the opening that the birth of Jesus was the focus for Highways and Byways, December edition. And we have several different styles of delivery to help us grab hold of every nuance that we possibly can concerning the events, circumstances, and, well, all the players in the big picture. One of our most recent segment editions is a man by the name of Rob Lacey, who brings a very out-of-the-box approach to the Bible. It's called The Word on the Street. So this month we have something from Rob that's quite in harmony with the Christmas season. Here's Rob's take on the account of the birth of Christ.
Top angel Gabriel picks up his work jet for the day. Destination Nazareth. Contact Mary Davidson. Message: God's Holy Spirit will get you pregnant with his liberator. Interesting. Mary's a virgin. She's ecstatic. Joe, her fiancé, isn't. Till Gabriel brings him round to the idea. Meanwhile, all Jews must trek back to their hometown. So Joe Davidson takes his pregnant fiancé to Bethlehem. They arrive and her waters break. Crisis. No vacancy signs in every B&B window. Joe delivers the baby Jesus in a shed full of livestock. Old cloth for blankets. Animal food trough for a cot. First to hear are the local sheep security team for your angel choir. They check it out, and it's true. The next few weeks, the pubs echo with liberator talk. Later, Eastern astrologers get supernatural cosmic directions and deliver their presents to the baby. Gold, incense oil, and myrrh. The Davidsons move back up to Nazareth. Then, virtually nothing. A brief glimpse of Jesus at 12. Apart from that, all we get is that he's not a typical teenager. He does what he's told.
3, 4. There's Nicole C. Mullen with O Come Emmanuel.
Divisions cease and be thyself a king.